This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand say the first federal funds for New York City's Sandy recovery have been approved and are on the way. But there was no news today about how the much bigger $80 billion ask for the tri-state area was landing. Instead, lawmakers today started poking holes in the full court press from New Jersey and New York officials. WNYC's Anna Sale has been tracking federal aid requests and joins us now. Anna, Governor Cuomo in Washington yesterday to meet with key players in Congress and make his case for that $42 billion amount that he's put on New York's Sandy recovery. Any indications of how that request was landing today?
Well, the official process for lawmakers to start reviewing numbers hasn't really started yet. The White House is expected to release a detailed proposal sometime this week, but it didn't happen today. But we did hear more about how a big appropriations request might be received in the Republican House. Hal Rogers of Kentucky, who's the House Appropriations Chairman, is floating the idea of starting with a smaller emergency supplemental request to cover things like FEMA payments and do a bigger recovery supplemental sometime later on. He told Fox News that's actually what he prefers, but his spokesman was less clear with me, saying it's an option that's on the table. And of course, the appropriations committees in the House and Senate will be key in any supplemental spending because that's where it'll go through. And it's important to point out, we've talked a lot about Republican Congressman Peter King in the House and Senator Chuck Schumer, but on appropriation, a lot of the heavy lifting will come from New Jerseyans. Republican Congressman Rodney Frelinghuysen of New Jersey sits on the House Appropriations Committee, and New Jersey Democrat Frank Lautenberg is on the Senate Committee. New York Congresswoman Nita Loy was just elected ranking Democrat on House Appropriations today, but of course, Republicans are in the majority, and there's no Republican New Yorker on that committee in the House, and no New Yorker at all sits on Appropriations on the Senate side.
There was also a hearing on Capitol Hill today about Sandy and FEMA. And I understand both Republicans and Democrats had some complaints.
Yeah, this was interesting. The hearing was in the House Transportation Committee. On the Republican side, Chairman John Mica of Florida acknowledged that FEMA has gotten good reviews in its immediate response to Sandy. But he pointed out that he's heard some grumbling about the long delays it's taken to get Irene payments in New York. He talked about during a visit to New York last week when he was visiting Sandy damaged areas. And he said he heard complaints both from Staten Island Borough President James Molinaro and then from Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
But as also he was leaving, he took me aside and said he had talked, I guess, to Secretary Napolitano. And he was still having difficulty getting money from FEMA from Hurricane Irene.
How much money? I asked a congressional aide and told me that New York State is still waiting for about $200 million in promised FEMA money for Irene.
Wow, that's big. What were the concerns among House Democrats?
This was also really interesting. This got down to the question of whether the federal government is really forcing states to build back smarter after Sandy. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton had some questions about this, the Democrat who represents Washington, D.C., and she asked officials from the Housing and Urban Development Agency whether they were doing enough to get restrictions in place for rebuilding after the storm. She's concerned that there's this lag in the timeline for when new land use restrictions will be decided, while homeowners are already getting to the work right now of rebuilding where they lived before Sandy.
Is there nothing in place to keep people from going ahead and saying, to hell with it, I'm putting up my house since there's nothing here to keep me from doing it? Would you recommend to the governors of the affected states that they take some kind of action to at least delay the immediate rebuilding of homes in the devastated area?
And she said she was concerned about the federal government being what she called slapped with liability if rebuilding happens back in these flood-prone areas before new land use codes go into effect. A senior advisor to HUD who was testifying in this hearing said that their hands can be tied on this because a lot of this comes down to local building codes. But this could be something to watch as lawmakers are considering how to structure any federal money coming back to the region. One more thing of note, remember that HUD Secretary Sean Donovan is the federal official in charge of rebuilding after Sandy. The senior HUD official who testified, Fred Tombor, told the agency that he's been talking to governors of New York and New Jersey about structuring federal payments a little differently back to the region, maybe going through HUD and community development block grants instead of through FEMA, which would give more local control and more flexibility in how some of that rebuilding money is used. That's something we heard from Senator Chuck Schumer yesterday.
Governor Cuomo said yesterday Governor Christie was going to be taking his turn and travel to Washington, D.C. this week. Any news on that front?
Yes, Governor Cuomo had a lot to say about the cooperation with New Jersey that he and Governor Christie had talked on his way down to Washington. They'd strategized about who he was meeting with and what he was saying. And then Cuomo announced that Governor Christie was coming down to Washington on Thursday.
We're trying to cooperate and collaborate and put our politics together, if you will, to get this passed.
So that sounds good, right? A Republican governor, a Democratic governor coming down to Washington and working their different political angles. Trouble is, Christie's office has not confirmed that he's going down to Washington. And the New Jersey delegation, members of the New Jersey delegation, said they hadn't got a word about a visit. So looks like a little breakdown in some of that regional coordination there.
All right, WNYC's Anna Sale, thank you so much.
Thank you.